ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. We have seen the word meanings of the Avahanti Homa Mantras. We are starting meaning Sankaracharya's commentary also. Okay. Now we have to see the Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. It's a very simple meaning. Shankara Bhagavad Pada does not give big interpretations, but still some interpretations are there. We'll see them. So, Brahmacharinaha ma ayantu. Vimayantu Brahmacharinaha. Pramayantu Brahmacharinaha. We saw that. We'll see the So now, the seeker of the student as a seeker of the truth, the student of Brahma Vidya, the seeker of knowledge of the truth, a moksha, after having prayed for Medha Shakti, is also praying for some favors from Bhagavan. So here, the student makes it very clear that all the wealth, the prosperity, the shrihi, whatever he asked for from the Lord, is definitely not for his, not for the enjoyment of pleasures and living a life of luxury, but definitely the shrihi is prayed only for the purpose of living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas. Which means he specifically is asking for wealth for Brahma Yajna. How do you know it's asked for Brahma Yajna? From the prayer, what he is praying for, it's made very clear. Brahma Yajna means, Brahma means Veda. Brahma Yajna is one of the Panchamaha Yajnas. It is very important because being given to the study of the Shastram is Brahma Yajna. That itself is a worship. Studying the scripture itself is a form of worship. And after having studied the Shastram, sharing the knowledge with other people also is a Brahma Yajna. The sharing of knowledge is for two purposes. One is for the sake of preserving the Shastram for the future generation. Then for the sake of perpetuation of dharma and also for helping other students to learn and also for one's own assimilation, one's own nididhyasanam. This knowledge has to be shared with other people. Otherwise, even as a jnani also one can share with other people for the sake of preserving the tradition. It's called Brahma Vidya, Brahma Yajna. So the student is here asking for the wealth for Brahma Yajna. Be very clear. Suppose even a person cannot teach directly, involve himself in the teaching also, the person can definitely help the gurukulams, etc., where the teaching is done. Suppose if those days the teaching was always done, the teaching was only in the gurukulams. The student now, he's already thinking much ahead of what he has to do later on. So if his students have to come to him and he has to look after them, because student education is always given free. If he has to provide an infrastructure required for the study, he must have enough money. For that sake, now he's praying now for the wealth. Therefore, it is made very obvious because he's praying for the students to come to him from different walks of life. He makes it very clear that the prayer for wealth is not for simply enjoyment of pleasures or having fun in life, but definitely for a serious life by living a life of Brahma Yajna. Okay, these are all lessons we have to remember. So mainly the Shrihi is asked, prayed for the two important purposes. The firstly, the wealth is asked for the purpose of performing rituals. So performance of rituals, actually the form of worship, is ultimately to get to neutralize the ill effects of the papa karmas. So worship, prayer, in the performance of ritual is always for neutralizing the old papams. Only when the papams are neutralized, the obstacles in gaining mental purification is possible. So rituals have to be, money is required for performing rituals for worship, prayer, etc. So that papams can be neutralized. The papams are neutralized, then obstacles will be resolved. If obstacles are resolved, one can easily attain Antahkarna Shuddhi. Thereby, one can also prepare himself for Jnanam. One reason. The second reason is money is asked for Brahma. Brahma Yajna. The very fact that he is praying for the students is the proof that he is definitely is asking money for Brahma Yajna. And he is also, finally he is asking for Jnanam. The student, finally his prayer is for Prativeshosi Prabhahi Prapadyasva, Mam Prapadyasva. All those things reveal clearly that he is praying for Jnanam. May you enter into me. May I enter into you. May you reveal the Swarupam to me. Those prayers reveal that his interest, definitely his interest is mainly in Brahma Jnanam. Okay. Then we go to the mantra bhashyam now. Ayantu mam iti vyavahitena sambandha. He says that in amayantu ma should be realigned. Ma should be realigned. Means the akara should be, ma should be taken away. Then akara should be realigned and joined as ayantu. So that's what he says. Ayantu mam iti vyavahitena sambandha. Vyavahitena means by changing, by realigning akara. The verb should become ayantu. That's what he says. Ayantu. Got it? Sambandha means connection. What is connection? What connection? Connection of akara with ayantu is called vyavahitena sambandha. Okay. Next. Brahmacharinaha vimayantu pramayantu damayantu shamayantu ityadi. Are you all following? Are you following where I'm reading? I found the page number.
145. 145.
Yeah. Please take that page and see. Ayantu mam iti vivahitena sambandha. Afterwards, brahmacharinaha vimayantu pramayantu damayantu shamayantu ityadi. So Shankar Bhagavatpada repeats the words of the Upanishad, but he does not explain. As it's already made very clear, let the students come to me is common. In all of them, brahmacharinaha ayantu is common. Therefore, come to me. But which sort of students should come to me? That is made clear in all the words. Students from different walks of life from all over the world come to me. Then students with varied interests come to me. The vimayantu. Then we have students with pramayantu. Pra mam ayantu. There, students who are keen to learn, who are committed to the, who are prepared for the attainment of knowledge, let those students come to me. And people who are disciplined, masked, who have mental discipline, sensory discipline, let all of them come to me. Damayantu, shamayantu. So the da stands for damaha, sha stands for shamaha, the pra stands for again the knowledge, prama stands for knowledge. Like that, people of different interests, the people of varied interests, but people of who are disciplined, who are qualified for jnanam, let those students come to me. So he asks for all those in the, those lines. Then next he comments upon yashaha. Are you following yashaha? Anybody wants any question? I'm asking, I'm doing all the time. I'm talking. Any question from anybody? No questions? Okay. Now, Shankaracharya comments these words. Please, because I'm going ahead, because I'm expecting you to do the homework. I'm going to give some homework today, okay? Because simply reading will not be of, I want to have thorough knowledge. You must read the book, and when you are reading the book, if you have any difficulty, anywhere you don't understand, you must come back and ask me. Okay, now page number 146. After I do, you must read the mantras and understand the words. Yasho, Shankaracharya comments upon the word yasho. Yasho janesa niswaha. That he takes up. The word yasho means yashas. But what is the meaning? Yashasvi. Yashasvi means the one with the fame. Famous, popular, well known. Jane is equal to Janeshu. Asani is equal to Bhavani. Janeshu yashasvi Bhavani. That is the meaning. Yasho, Jane, Asani means, put all the three words together. Janeshu, Yashasvi, Bhavani. Bhavani means what? Let me become. Let me become, may become famous among people. Okay. Then, Shreyan. Shreyan is the original word. Shankaracharya gives the meaning, Prashasya Taraha. Shreyan, the meaning of the word Shreyan is Prashasya Taraha. Prashasya Taraha is the meaning. Prashasya Taraha also means well known, popular, great. In Tamil, Potra Takkavan, adorable. Respected. This means prashasya taraha. Greater. Now, vasyasaha. Now, vasyas. I tell you, vasyas is the original word. Vasyas, the mola. The mola word means the text found in the word found in the text. word found in the text is vasyas, singular vasiyasaha, vasyasaha. The meaning is vasiyasaha. Vasyasaha is equal to vasiyasaha. Vasiyas is the correct word. Vasiyas in conventional language, vasiyas means wealthy. Vasu means wealth. Vasiyas means wealthy, rich. Vasiyas, and the plural is vasiyasaha. But vasiyasaha, among the wealthy people, how do you know that? One more meaning he gives. Vasumattara. Vasumattaradva. Vasumat means wealthy. Vasumattaraha, wealthier. Vasumattamaha, wealthiest. So Vasumattaradva means, may I become wealthier, may I become well known, greater among the wealthy people. May I become the wealthiest among the wealthy people. That's the meaning. Vashiyasaha Shreyan Asani. Asani you have to add to get the complete meaning. Vashiyasaha Shreyan Asani. Means may I become great, well known, popular, wealthier than the wealthy, or wealthiest among the wealthy. Both meanings are correct. It is Teshu Madhye Shreyan Asani Ityartaha. Teshu Madhye means among those rich vasiyas. Among those rich people, vasiyasaha. Or vasiyasaha is of all the rich people, may become the richer, may become great. And the word vasiyas also means, vasuhu means wealth, vasuhu also means an accommodation, residence, dwelling place. Because the house also is asset, wealth for us. Vasuhu means dwelling place also. This may become the well-known among the wealthy people. That's the main meaning. May become the wealthier among those people who have big houses. That's also another meaning. Okay, you read the homework, page number 147. Homework for you. Then 148. You read the whole thing, every word. If you do not understand, come back to me. Okay. Kimcha tad brahmanaha kosha bhutam tva tvam. He bhaga. Now he is addressing the Omkara. Kosha bhutam tva means what? You are an available place of Brahman. Kosha bhutaha. She is addressing the Omkara. Tvam, he bhaga. He bhaga is written, Adishankaracharya writes, Bhagavan. He bhaga means Bhagavan. Bhagavan means what? Pujavan. Pujavan means what? Pujavan means the one who deserves worship, the Lord. So worshipful one. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, O worshipful one. Pravishani. May I enter into you? He says, Pravishyacha. Beautiful meaning. Please make a note. Pravishani is the original word. Are you all following? Are you seeing the word? Without seeing the English translation, please see Sanskritam alone. Pravishani is the word. Have you not seen? And what is the meaning? Shankaracharya writes. Please make a note. Pravishyacha ananyaha tvadatma eva bhavani. Pravishya. See, the Pravishani is the original word. Shankaracharya, it's a beautiful meaning. Pravishya. having entered and ananyaha, non-separate, tvad atma, tvad atma, yourself bhavani, may I be yourself being non-separate from you, may become one with you being non-separate from you, pravishya. உன்னுள் நுழைந்து வேறாக அன்றி நீயாகவே நான் ஆவேனாக. மே ஐ பிகம் யூ பீயிங் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் யூ ஹேவிங் என்டர்ட் இன் டு யூ. பிரவிஷ்ய ச அனன்யஹ பவானி, மே அனன்யஹ பவாமி, மே பிகம் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் யூ, which means may I become you, tvad atma eva bhavani. You must take two meanings, two words actually. Ananyaha bhavani, may I become non separate from you. Ananyaha means non separate, non different from you. Tvad atma eva bhavani, tvad atma eva bhavani, tvad atma eva bhavani means may I become yourself, you. Two things are very important. அனன்யஹ பவானி, துத ஆத்மாயவ பவானி. Having entered into you, may become non-separate from you, may become you, one with you. This is the meaning of the word pravishani. Then, our next word, saha tvamapi, மாம் பிரவிஷ, பக மாம் பிரவிஷ, அண்ட் மே யூ ஆல்சோ என்டர் இன் டு மீ. சக துவம் அப்பி எக்ஸா, ஹி டசன்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன், ஹி லீவ்ஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் த மே யூ ஆல்சோ, ஹி லீவ்ஸ். தென் ஹி சேஸ் பிரவிஷ, மே யூ என்டர், தட் ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் த வேர்ட் பிரவிஷ. சி ஈஸி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஹி டஸ் நாட் கமெண்ட் அப்பான், ஹி லீவ்ஸ் த. He comments only upon these two words, Pravishani and Pravisha. So may I enter into you, he said, Ananyaha Bhavani, Tvad Atma Iva Bhavani. Tvad Atma, may I be become non-separate from you, may become yourself, your own self. Then the second thing, Pravisha, he writes, Avayoho Ekatvameva Astu. May let there be oneness of you and me. May you enter into me. May you enter into me thereby. Let there be oneness of you and me. Let there be oneness of you and me. That's the meaning. Let there be oneness between both of us. Let there be oneness of us. Okay. Then, last. Then you have to read the rest of the things. Lot of homework for you. Tasmim stvayi. Tasmin Twayi means in such you. Okay, appadipatta ummidathil, that's the meaning. Tasmin Twayi Sahasra Shakhe. Tasmin Sahasra Shakhe. Tasmin means what? In that you. Sahasra Shakhe. Sahasra Shakha, it must be Sahasra Shakayam. But here's the Shakayam, okay? Sahasra Shakhe, Vedic usage. Sahasram, 1000. Shakam, difference. Okay? Forms. Sahasra Shakhe means Bahu Bhede. Sahasram is 1000, is only Upalakshanam to mean the countlessness. Bahu Bhede means in your innumerable different forms, in varied forms, in manifold forms, bahu bhede. in many different, that's all meaning. Sahasra Shakhe means Bahu Bede he writes. What is it? Bahushu, Bedeshu, Rupeshu. We have to supply. In innumerable countless forms of yours or in you, actually Bhagavan in you who is, who alone in innumerable countless forms in you who is of innumerable countless forms. What does it mean? You are essentially formless, but you alone, the formless you alone are in the form of everything. All the forms are of the formless Lord. All the forms are the formless reality, the Lord. Therefore, he says, in you, the formless one, but who is in innumerable countless forms. Hey Bhagavan, Nimrujay, O Lord, Nimrujay. What is the meaning of Nimrujay? Nibhagaham Twayimrujay Swaha. I told you in the class itself yesterday, the knee should be taken and it should go with the Mrujay. You get the complete verb Nimrujay. Nimrujay, Nimrujavahe, Nimrujamahe. Nimrujay means Shodhayami Aham, Shodhayamyaham. Shodhayami means I clean myself. Shodhayami, I clean, which means I wash off. I wash off. I cleanse. I get cleansed of. Shodhayami. Thuimayakkugiren. That's the meaning. I wash off. What? Papakrityam. Nimrujay means I wash off all my sins in you. How? By becoming one with you, by becoming you, by becoming non-separate from you, or recognizing myself being non-separate from you, all my punya put sanchita karmani, agami karmani, all the karmani, punya papani will get resolved for good. So I wash off all my papakrityas, papa sins. That's the meaning. No. Yatha loke apaha. Next, I'm going to do next. Yatha loke apaha. Apaha yatha. Yatha papravatayanti. You learnt it in the mantra. Yatha, just as. Loke, in the world. Apaha, waters. Pravata. Yanti, gachanti. Pravata means pravanavata. Nimnavata, deshena. So pravanavata means nimnavata, deshena. Nimnavan desha means a slopy area. A slope is called Nimnavan Deshaha. Area with the slope or slopy area. A slope is called Nimnavan Deshaha. So there, Apaha. Pravanavata, Nimnavata, Deshena Yanti. Means water always flows downwards. You know? Downwards on the slopes. Water always flows downwards on the slopes. Similarly. Then, Masaha Aharjaram. Masaha months. Yathacha Masaha Aharjaram. Aharjaram means Samvatsaraha year. Aharjaraha. Aharjaraha means year. Aharjaram, objective case. Ahaha means day. So day by day by day by day, parivartamanaha. The word Aharjaraha, which means ear, why it is known as Aharjaraha? Why ear is called Aharjaraha? The beautiful meaning is given by Shankaracharya. Ahobihi parivartamanaha lokan jarayati iti ahaniva asmin jiryanti. Beautiful. See, day by day changing, it makes the worlds grow old. Jarayati. Jarayati means makes them grow old. Then days become digested in this. Therefore, it's called Aharjaraha. Two meanings are given. One meaning is beautiful. See, the ear, what happens? The ear alone resolves in the form of days. Okay? It is said, Ahobihi parivartamanaha. Ahobihi parivartamanaha. The whole year undergoing change in the form of days. So resolving itself in the form of days. Jarayati. Jarayati means make people old. Worlds, you can say, makes the worlds grow old. Which means makes people grow old. Means ages the people. Therefore it's called Aharjaraha. Another meaning is, all the years become digested. Jiryante means digested. All the days become jiryanti. Jiryanti means resolve. Antarbhavanti, the year in which all the days become dissolved into a year. Therefore, it's called Aharjaraha. So, beautiful derivation for people who know Sanskritam. Ahani asmin jiryanti antarbhavanti iti Aharjaraha. Ahani means days. Ahani. Asmin, in this year, jiryanti. So, the days, ahani means days, ahani. Asmin, in this year, jiryanti, they dissolve. Therefore, year is called Aharjaraha. Jiryanti means what? Antarbhavanti. Days dissolve in the year. Therefore, year is called Aharjaraha. Another meaning is, Ahobihi parivartamanaha lokan jarayati. Ahobihi parivartamanaha lokan jarayati. Natkalaha marikkundu ulahangalai var. Jarayati. Mudumayakkugirathu, that's the meaning. Mudumayakkugirathu. Jarayati. So here the word should be taken as the people. Ahobihi parivartamanaha lokan jarayati iti Aharjaraha. Ahani asmin jiryanti antarbhavanti iti Aharjaraha. Okay, that is the meaning of the word here. That is separate word. Now what he says, the student here, just as the water flows downwards on the slopes, just as the months roll into the year, masaha yatha aharjaram prati gacchanti. Just as months roll into the year, so also let students come to me. That is the prayer. Oh Bhagavan, the students come to me from all directions. And here, Tvam yatha masaha yanti evam mam brahmacharinaha he dhataha. He dhataha. Are you all following? He dhataha. Dhataha, yesterday itself I told you. Dhata is a Rikaranta Shabdaha. Dhata means sustainer, protector. Ordainer. Ordainer. Sustainer, protector. He Dhataha. Oh, sustainer of everything. Sarvasya Dhataha, sustainer of everything. He gave us one more word, Vidhataha. Vidhataha, Dhataha means the same. Okay? Vidhata, Dhata means Brahma. Lord also, Vishnu also. He sarvasya Dhataha, he sarvasya Vidhataha, who sustainer of everything. Mam ayantu, agachantu. Ayantu, he says, agachantu. Ayantu agachantu means what? Ayantu means agachantu. Sarvataha. Sarvadigbhyaha. Sarvataha means from all directions. Sarvataha from everywhere. Sarvadigbhyaha from all directions. See, Shankara Bhashya Patanam, we cannot help. Leave completely, you can't leave grammar. We have to do the grammar also. Because a lot of expression based on the grammar also. When I see your face and I feel, oh, I should do or not. It comes to me like that. That's why I'm asking you, because I'm not seeing you in person. Okay. And if you start reading around your book on your own, and then it's a waste of time for me. You must listen to me when I'm speaking, then you must read the book afterwards. I give you whole day time for you to read the book afterwards. Otherwise, if you don't follow where I'm showing, then you're not really getting some Shankaracharya's words, original words. What is in English, you can definitely read on your own. You don't need my help, because Swamiji himself is so expressive, totally expressive. You don't need my help. The very point is, I want to break the Shankaracharya's original commentary words. I want to show you there. Sometimes Swamiji literally goes, I want to explain also. Okay. Now we have seen the meanings of all those words. In page number 152. 152. You can read actually at least English transliteration, those who cannot follow the Sanskritam. Okay, first word is Prativeshaha. Prativeshaha, if you come down page number 152, after Sanskritam you read. Prativeshaha is the original word in the mantra. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshaha means, Shankaracharya writes, Shrama Apanayana Sthanam. Shankara writes the meaning, Shrama Apanayana Sthanam. Shramaha means tiredness. Apanayanam means removal. Apanayanam, removing. Apanayati, removes. Apanayanam, removing, removal. Then sthanam, place. Apanayanasya sthanam, apanayanasthanam. The place of the removal of tiredness. Shramattai kalaihindra idam. Shrama apanayanasthanam. So, Swamiji writes, a resting place. Hereafter, I'm going to read Swamiji's words also, so that you will be with me. A resting place. A place where tiredness is removed. That's why I said, a place of removal of tiredness. Shramasya apanayanasya sthanam. And Shankaracharya writes one more meaning for that. Asanna griham. Asanna griham. I think, doctor, you must try to make a clean translation of Tamil, doctor. Very nice. Any of you who are can do Tamil? Dr. Ambi, Dr. Ma, doctor, it would be very nice. Home, good homework, good tapas also. Asana Griham. So, Shrama Apanayana Sthanam. Otherwise, Asana Griham. Iti Arthaha, Endru Porul. Iti Arthaha means Endru Porul. Thus, this is the meaning. Next. Evam Tvam. Evam, in this manner, Tvam. Prativeshaha iva. Prativeshaha. Prativeshaha iva prativeshaha. You are not really resting. You are like a resting place. Prativeshaha means resting place. Oh Lord, you are the resting place. First he said. Now he says, what does it mean? Shankara writes the commentary. Prativeshaha iva prativeshaha means the resting, it's like a resting, you are like the resting place. For whom? He says, Tachilinam. Sorry, Tachilinam. Tvachi, please understand, Shili means those who are given to the discipline of constantly thinking Bhagavan, or is known as Shili Naha. Shili means Shilin, Olukkam Udayavan, Shili. Shilam, Yasya Saha Shili. So the people, the person who is given to the discipline of constantly thinking of Bhagavan is called the Shili. So he says, Tvachili means, Tvachili nam, for those people who are constantly thinking of you. For people who are contemplative upon Bhagavan, for those people, Bhagavan is like the rest place of resting. How? Because he says, Sarva Papa Dukkha Apanayana Sthanam Asi. Sarva Papa Dukkha Apanayana Sthanam Asi. O Lord, you are the abode place of removal of the sorrow produced, caused by the sins. Sarva papa dukkha apanayana sthanam asi. You are the place where one can have all one's sorrow caused by all sins resolved. You are the place in recognizing whom, in knowing whom, in the recognizing Bhagavan as one's own Swarupam, by shifting one's identity from body-mind complex to Bhagavan, one can have all one's pain, sorrow, suffering caused by the papa karmas resolved for good. Therefore, Shankaracharya, here he says, Prativeshaha Asi means, you are like a resting place, because you are the place where one can relax and rest by having got all the dukkham, all the sorrow caused by, produced by all the papams resolved. Who is Bhagavan? Sarva papa dukkha apanayana sthanam. Sarva papa dukkha apanayana sthanam. Sarvesham papanam ar papa jatasya dukkasya apanayana sthanam. Sarvesham papanam துக்கஸ்ய அபநயன ஸ்தானம். சர்வ பாப துக்க அபநயன ஸ்தானம், the place of the removal of the sorrow of the sins you are. That is the meaning of the word prativeshaha. Is it clear? Okay, next. Therefore, because you are the only place of resting where I can resolve all my sorrow caused by papams. Therefore, ataha, therefore, mam prati prabhahi, prabhahi means prakashaya atmanam, mam prati towards me, that's the meaning, prabhahi means prakashaya, prabhahi is imperative verb, prakashaya also is imperative verb. Prabhahi second conjugation root verb. This is prakashaya ordinary verb. So prakashaya reveal vilangu viraha atmanam prakashaya, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. May you reveal thy swarupam to me, obtaining as my own swarupam. Obtaining as myself, may you reveal thy swarupam, obtaining as myself. Then pra ma padyasva, are you following? Next, what is pra ma padyasva? Pra padyasva mam, pra padyasva cha mam cha and. So may you reveal thy swarupam to me, prakashaya atmanam, then prapadyasvacha mam, pramapadyasa, I put the different, change the word, place, prapadyasva mam. So may you reach me, may you come to me. So may you become one with me, may you come to me, may you reach me, may you attain me, may you merge in me. How? Shagaja gives a beautiful meaning. Rasa viddham iva loham tvanmayam tvad atmanam kuru. Rasa viddham iva loham. See, lohaha means metal. Lohaha in Tamil is a uloham. Lohaha metal. Rasa viddham. Rasaha means mercury. Rasaha padarasaha. Rasam, we say here rasaha, here implies padarasam, mercury. So padarase vidham loham, rase vidham loham, rasa vidham loham, vidha participant, soaked. So soaked, completely immersed and soaked. Rasa vidha. So the metal completely soaked and immersed in mercury, how it becomes, what happens to metal? A metal soaked into mercury gets converted into gold. Like that, just as the rasaviddham iva loham, iva means like, Raiva, just as the metal soaked in mercury becomes different. Similarly, Twanmayam Kuru means what? Make me yourself. Twad Atmanam Kuru, make me yourself. What does it mean? Bhagavan can never make us Bhagavan. Bhagavan can never become us also. We are already Bhagavan. But we do not know. Distance is ignorance. So bless me with the knowledge, thereby help me resolve my identity with you. Recognize myself being yourself, myself being non-separate from you. Reveal the swarupam, obtaining as myself. This is the prayer. So tvanmayam kuru tudatmanam kuru, niya unne niyagave ennai aakku. That is the meaning. Mam prapadyasva. This is the meaning. Homework 153. Page number 153. Homework. 154. Homework. Go over soon. Shri Kamaha. No, page number 155. Got it? Okay. Now, after I do my work, your job is to read every page completely, see the English translations of Swamiji's the words and the expressions he has given, take a notebook and make notes of your own. Okay, it'll be complete thorough study. Don't listen and leave it. You must make notes. Have a neat book and make a note. Every word must be written. Everything must be written. Okay. It's for your own good. Because Taittiriya Upanishad, this Bhashyam, one thing we complete is enough. You don't need to study any other book afterwards for moksha. One, if you understand, so much you understand. Even Moola Grantha, when you do a lot of meanings, we don't say. Of course, I did a lot of explanation I also gave. But still, the Shankaracharya's commentary, we're going every word. He only leaves the Saha, Tvamma, etc. Okay, now last. Shri Kamaha. Asmin Vidya Prakarane Abhidhiyamanaha Dhanarthaha. Okay. Who is Shri Kamaha? So, Asmin Vidya Prakarane. Vidya Prakaranam means Upanishad is a text dealing with the knowledge. Therefore, in this text, in this Upanishad, also the section dealing with knowledge. Asmin Vidya Prakaranam, Prakaranam section, in this section, dealing with the knowledge or section of knowledge, in the Vidya Prakarane, Asmin in this, Yetad Vidya Prakaranam, this Vidya Prakaranam, Asmin Vidya Prakarane, locative case, Asmin in this Idil, Vidya Prakarane. In this, the section, in this section dealing with the knowledge, the section of knowledge, Abhidhiyamanaha, Shanaj comes, I have to teach you Shanaj, next class, Abhidhiyamanaha, okay, Abhidhiyamanaha being mentioned, being presented, being mentioned, being revealed, Abhidhiyamanaha. That is revealed, being mentioned. What is mentioned in the section dealing with knowledge? Shri Kamaha means the person who is desirous of wealth also is Shri Kamaha. But desire for wealth also is Shri Kamaha. Okay? Shri Kamaha means desire for wealth and the one who is desirous of wealth. Both mean Shri Kamaha. Okay? But here take it as now Shri Kamaha, the desire for wealth, which is discussed here, Abhidhiyamanaha, which is being mentioned, Asmin Vidya Prakarane, in Vidya Prakaranam is Dhanartha means dhanartha means for wealth, for the purpose of wealth, for gaining wealth. Okay. Shri Kama, okay. So what he means is the mantra prescribed for the performance of a ritual consisting of a prayer is for gaining wealth. Okay. What is wealth for? That is said in next slide. What is wealth? Dhanam cha kamartham. Okay. The Homa Mantraha prescribed in this section is for gaining wealth. Okay, what is wealth for? Dhanam kimartam. Dhanam cha kamartam. Dhanam cha kamartam. Karmartam. Dhanam cha karmartam. Wealth is for performance of rituals, for doing karma. What is karma for? Karma cha upatta duritta kshayartam. Beautiful. Karma kimartam kurvanti janaha. What do people do the karma for? Karma cha, and karma is for upatta duritta kshayartam. Upatta means acquired, accumulated, earned, sambadhika patta. Upatta means earned. Though upatta means earned, accumulated. Duritam means papam. Kshayaha means destruction. No, kshayartam for the destruction. Or for the removal, for the destruction of, or for destroying. Kshayartam, for the destruction of the sins accumulated. Performance of ritual here means worship. So you should take it as a worship. Karma is understood as a worship. Any form of worship and prayer is for the removal of the papam accumulated. For neutralizing the papams accumulated. Worship is for neutralizing the accumulated papams. Okay. If papams are goes, what happened? Why should papams should go? Tat kshaye, papakshaye. When the papams are neutralized, then obstacles will be removed. Obstacles in gaining knowledge will be removed. When the obstacles are removed, knowledge will shine. Beautiful. Got it? That's the meaning what he says. See, knowledge is always there. Knowledge is always there. Knowledge is not created. Knowledge remains unmanifest. But the knowledge to become manifest, for the knowledge to rise, for the knowledge to happen, obstacles should be, pratibandha should be resolved. Obstacles should be removed. To remove the obstacles, the cause of obstacles should be resolved, removed. The cause of the obstacles are pratibandha karanam is what? Our own duritani, papani. Okay? The unexhausted results of wrong actions of the past. The results of, okay, unexhausted results of the wrong actions, unexhausted results of the wrong actions of the past lives. It's called duritam, papam. And the papams accumulated alone cause the obstacles. So papam, obstacles will be removed, thereby, for which the papam should be neutralized. To remove the for neutralizing the papams, we should perform rituals, we pray, worship. And for worshipping and praying, to perform rituals also, you need money. And for money, here, this particular prayer, Homa Mantraha. Is it clear? Beautiful. You see the order. Vaidika dharma is, everything is for papakshaya only. The more you see, you would appreciate the beauty. For me, I just, so nice this is. To see that. So, Shri Kamaha Asmin Vidya Prakrane Abhidhi Yamanaha Dhanartaha. See, the desire for wealth mentioned in this section is actually for gaining the wealth. Okay, desire for wealth mentioned in this section. The desire on the part of the seeker of knowledge. Actually here the Medha Kamaha only is asking for Shri also. So Medha Kamaha is actually the person who is the seeker of Medha Shakti, is actually seeker of knowledge. And the student who is seeker of knowledge is in this section dealing with the knowledge only. And the seeker of knowledge is also seeking for wealth. And this specifically, the desire for wealth he has, and he prays for wealth because for gaining wealth. And the wealth is for the performance of rituals. Performance of rituals is for elimination. Rituals are elimination of the papa karma, neutralization of the papa karma. Neutralizing the papa karma is for removing the obstacles in gaining the jnanam. And then removal of obstacles is for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, tatkshaye, when that becomes papa, tatkshaye means tasya kshaye, tasya papasya kshaye, tesham papanam kshaye, when the all sins are obstacles are removed, when the obstacles are removed, sins are removed, vidya prakashate, knowledge shines. Okay, 157, tathacha smritihi. Whenever they say something, Shankaracharya, immediately he'll quote from Shruti and Smriti. He quotes a Smriti, quotation from Smriti. Jnanam utpadyate pumsaha, shayat papasya karmanaha, yata dashatala prakhe pashyatyatmana matmani. This quotation Smriti is Mahabharatam Shanti Parva. From Mahabharata Shanti Parva, he gives a quotation. What does it say? Mahabharatam verse say, Jnanam utpadyate pumsaha, kshayat papasya karmanaha, yatha darshatala prakhe, pashyatyatmanam atmani. See, yatha darshatala prakhyam. See, yatha adarshatala prakhyam. See, adarshaha means mirror. Adarshatalam. Adarshaha means mirror. Adarshasya talam is what? Surface of the mirror. Now, prakhya. Prakhya means clean. Prakhya means clean. Adarsha tala prakhe means on a clean surface of the mirror. Atmana atmanam pashyati. One can see one's facial reflection clearly on a clean surface of the mirror. Just as a person, one can see one's reflection on a clean dust-free surface of the mirror. Atmanam, atmanam, atmani pashyati. Atmanam, atmani pashyati. One can see oneself in one's own mind. Atmanam, oneself, atmani in one's own mind, pashyati, sees. One sees oneself in one's own mind. Atmani means in the mind. One sees oneself in the mind means one sees one's own self, Swarupam, in one's own mind as Swarupam of I. How does one see? Yeah, just as one can see one's reflection on a clear, clean surface of the mirror. Yatha darshatala prakhye. Just as on the clean surface of the mirror, one can see one's reflection. So also, one can see oneself in one's own mind. When karmanaha papasya kshayat, when one neutralizes all the papams, papasya kshayat, by neutralization of the papas, papam. how karmanaha, karmanaha, papasya, karmanaha adjective for papasya, okay? The papasya karmanaha kshayat. By the removal of the papams of the actions, results of wrong actions. Pumsaha jnanam utpadyate, knowledge rises for a person. Pumsaha jnanam utpadyate. Pumsaha means for a human being. Knowledge rises, jnanam utpadyate, through the removal of the wrong, results of wrong actions. Papasya karmanaha kshayat, pumsaha jnanam utpadyate, yatha darshatala prakhye, pashyati atmanam atmani. See, it's not very complete here. Just as one can see one's reflection clearly on a clean surface of the mirror, so also one can see one's own self in the one's own mind clearly. If a person's obstacles are removed through the neutralization of papa karmas by performing ritual, prayer, worship, etc. That he mentions. Okay. Now homework. I'm stopping now. I have some urgent work, so I have to stop. So I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Prakhya.
Pardon?
Prakhya.
Yeah. Prakhya means clean. Prakhyam, clean, dust free, dirt free. In fact, it must have been prakhye darshatale. Okay, it must have been prakhye darshatale. But sometimes they change the compound. Prakhya, clean, dust free, bright, transparent. And the kya dhatu pra is the prefix there. So with different meanings, it gives so many meanings. But here, darshatala prakhyam. You know, prakhye darshatale, it must have been. It is a compound word. So, darshatala prakhye. Actually, the surface of the mirror which is clean. That's the meaning here. Now homework, what do you do? Homework for all of you. Please see from the beginning, you have so much you have been simply doing. Write the mantra, a long, big homework. Then take every word, at least you don't write a word, at least see that Shankaracharya's meanings, what he has given, what you have seen. If you write and keep, it will be nice. For any doubt, when you write, you have doubts, you can come back and ask me. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.